This podcast delves into the dark, the depraved, and all things to keep you up at night. Listener discretion is advised. Now, sit back, pull the covers over your head, and allow yourself to be taken on a journey through the abyss.
Hey, pod people. Welcome to Through the Abyss podcast. I'm your co-host, Ben.
And I'm your co-host, Mandy.
And today we will be diving into the 12 Creepsters of Christmas as we continue with our Christmas theme. How are you doing today, Mandy?
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm hanging in there. This is always the highlight of my day.
Same.
I think it's just so busy at work. You kind of don't sleep enough.
That's fair. All of those are fair. I'm with you on those.
Right on. Any big right plans on for Christmas?
Just survive. I'm in survival mode right now.
I'm right there with you. I'm just going to go hang out at mom's. I was like, let's go do something fun. And today I'm just like, let's just eat and sit on the couch and watch movies. That's all I want to do.
That's all I want to do too. Some Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix and chill with myself.
Oh, you're not going up to your sister's?
No, she's going to be in Oregon. Oh, no, she's in Hawaii. I don't know when they're coming. They're coming back after Christmas. They're in Hawaii.
Aw, that sucks.
They have a better life than me.
Yeah. Well, you can FaceTime with me and mom and watch a movie with us if you want.
Sounds good. Watch a movie through a small screen that I probably could watch on Netflix.
No, we can watch Netflix like together.
Yeah. All right, are we ready to dive into the 12 Creepsters of Christmas?
Let's do it.
All right, creepster number one, Gryla. So, before I read about Gryla, I'm going to describe the picture blind. She's got an upside-down baby with blood pouring out of it from its knee, its head, its chest. It kind of looks like she's pulling part of its belly skin off of it. And then there's an other woman watching her through a doorway. So that's Gryla.
The other woman's creepier than Gryla because she's just like standing there watching.
Yeah, she's standing there watching it like she's not even going to do anything. She's just like, oh, that's weird. Yeah, so extra creepy. All right, so Gryla, this thrice married Icelandic giantess, lives in a mountain cave near the Dimmerborgar lava fields with her husband and has extrasensory powers that allow her to detect misbehaving children in nearby towns. She kidnaps the brats and then cooks them into delicious stew. It's her favorite food, always in high supply, also high in protein. She's also the owner of Jolly Katorin, the hellacious Yule cat, and mother to the mischievous Yule lads.
Wow. Can you imagine telling your kids instead of, you know, if you're naughty, Santa's not going to bring you any presents. Kids, if you're naughty, Gryla is going to find you and cook you.
Yeah, much worse than receiving coal.
I'm gonna go on that one. Yeah, definitely high up on my gruesome list there. But I think I may just be the sickness talking, but this picture I'm looking at, I kind of like it. It's kind of just very Dorian Gray. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it actually looks like a Vermeer type of painting, except that she's like eating part of a dying bloody baby.
that's true. But you know, in her defense, it's a shitty kid, right? I mean, he was misbehaving, so.
Yes, but you can see how like off to the right, if we could scroll.
Yeah.
There's probably the lady with the pearl earring sitting right there.
Yeah, you're right. I can foresee that without scrolling, yeah. Oh Lord, I just need to go to bed. Okay, number two. This filters into Gryla, the Jolly Katorin, or the Yuletide, or the Yule Cat, excuse me. This thing looks like a black panther with bat ears and is about as big as a bear. And we're going to call him he, is standing over top of looks like a gnome or an elf. I'm not sure which, but he's very menacing. It's kind of offensive because I like cats and my cats aren't, well, actually, yeah, they are kind of mean sometimes. So never mind. Forget that thought. Anywho, Grilla's monstrous feline stalks the countryside, eating up anyone not wearing new clothes on Christmas Eve. Wow, that sounds rather classist, but legend has it that wool farmers used to invoke Jala Kerturin as a way to scare workers into quickly processing the autumn wool before the holidays. Quick workers would get new clothes as gifts. Slow ones would just get eaten. In alternate versions, the cat merely eats people's food, which is totally something a cat would do.
Wow.
Alternate versions, not really scary.
No, not at all. That's like some stuff.
That However, the first one. Yeah.
I feel like the cat thing is just like really into fashion, and it's like that's his thing, and you know, there's at least a reason.
Oh my god, I would get eaten because I'm all sweatpants and t-shirts. I'm good.
And I don't know if that's a gnome troll thing. My guess would be that's a naughty child.
Or something like that. It just, it's a small picture. So, and gnome or elf thing's more funny than just a guy who looks like he's dressed up in Danish attire.
It kind of looks like when Frodo and Sam are like chilling before they like make that final ascent or descent.
Oh my god, you're so right. They're like at the base of Mount Doom. Yep.
Yeah.
That's Sam contemplating what the hell he's going to do with Frodo because he's lost it.
Frodo, by the way, and Sam, definitely a couple. Just saying.
Well,
anyways.
Yeah, that could be a whole nother. You know what? We'll have to entertain that idea later time.
Yeah. All right. Number three, the Yule Lads, the Icelandic Yule Lads. It basically looks like the 12 dwarves, but like add some dwarves and make them slightly scarier. One has a pitchfork. Yeah.
I think that's a candelabra.
Oh, that is a candelabra. Totally not the same thing as a pitchfork.
These pictures are really small, just so you know.
Yeah. But yeah, they kind of look dwarfy. So anyways, you can think of the 13. Oh, there's only one extra. You can think of the 13 Yule Lads as Santa's little helpers back before Santa was a thing. Each Yule Lad had a nickname related to his particular brand of mischievousness. Stubby, the short one, steals pans to eat the fried bits stuck to them. Sausage Swiper hides in the rafters and steals meat when no one's looking. Sheepcoat Clod plays in ravines and harasses sheep. When not stealing food or bothering livestock, the Yule Lads leave gifts or rotten potatoes in children's shoes, depending on how good the kids have been. In other versions, they just kill the kids. Charming. Wow.
Okay, first off, who comes up with these names? Seriously. Like, Sheepcoat Clod?
Yeah.
Sausage Swiper?
I mean, I like sausage.
I kind of do like that, yeah.
It's like a snag some sausage.
Yeah, but like Stubby, the short one, has nothing to do with like what he does, because what is he? He eats the fried bits that are stuck to pans. That doesn't sound menacing, but...
No, but like, I think it's really messed up that the varying stories are like, one, oh, we're going to put some rotten potatoes in your shoes, or we're just going to F and kill you.
Oh my god. I wonder if they just kill them or if they actually eat them too. Probably just kill them.
They probably go with just kill. Sell them to Grilla.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Make some stew. Throw in this rotten potato.
Oh my god, these guys are creepy looking though. All right, number four, Krampus. I'm sure everybody's heard of Krampus and seen them, or hopefully seen the movie. The movie's actually kind of funny. So, Krampus, this is the dude. I have a picture of him. He's got chains on his wrist, but it's not really binding him very much at all. He's holding up a redheaded kid who's flailing. He's holding him up by his ears, just so you know. It kind of looks like he's giving him a wet willy, but I think he's just stringing him up by his ears. And this dude looks like an evil Mr. Tumnus. One picture has goat legs and then like goat horns and a human face. The other one, he looks like the devil went down and did a goat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of creepy. I don't know what the chains are for. It's not really doing anything. Anywho, everyone's favorite half goat, half demon with shaggy fur, phallic horns, a long curved tongue and fangs, hails from a pre-Christian pagan past. Some scholars think he might even be an incarnation of the devil or at least the horn god of the witches. Either way, he's a lot like Père Foutard in that he's Santa's evil sidekick. He wears chains, leaves coal as gifts, and whips unruly children with birch reeds, carrying off the really bad ones in his wicker basket so he can drown, eat, or literally send them to hell. Field trip. If you're looking to get on Krampus's good side, rumor is he likes big-breasted women and schnapps. He's also become very popular, as many international cities now hold Krampus parades or parties near, forgive me, German people, Krampusnacht, Krampus Night, December 5th. He also has his own 2015 Christmas horror comedy named after him where he punishes families who have lost their Christmas spirit. I have seen the Krampus movie. He doesn't discriminate against big-breasted women because he's pretty much going after everybody in this movie. But some of the characters that are actually below that we're going to talk about are actually in the movie. They're really funny. And I'll tell you which ones are my favorites when we get to them. But yeah, this dude, he's no joke.
You know what all of this is showing me?
No.
I mean, it's obviously commonly known, probably, but like it's not something that never crossed my mind. But it's like for centuries, clearly people don't know how to make kids be good. Because all of this is like, behave or you're going to get effing eaten.
Oh my God. Or these kids are just like totally, totally horrible, awful.
Like, I mean, they clearly seriously weren't afraid of being eaten because they had to make new ones. It's like, this other guy's going to eat you too if you don't stop acting up.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. But we try to pull this on our kids today and parents be going to jail.
Yeah.
This wouldn't fly with our millennials today.
That's
true. Or they're not millennials now. What are they? What are they called? What's this new generation?
I don't know, but they'd be all over 3, 2, 1 kids talking about my mom said.
Krampus is going to eat me and feed me to Grilla.
All right, number 5, Percha. In the film Krampus, Percha is a demented angel doll, but her origins go way back to Germanic roots in the early Middle Ages, roughly 500 to 900 AD. She has several names throughout Europe, like La Bafana and Babushka. And her reputation, I thought it's a Russian hat, right?
Yeah.
And her reputation ranges from sweet to sadistic, but she's always described as a domestic goddess, either a beautiful one with snow-white skin or a wrinkled hag with a hooked nose and raggedy clothes. She also always has a giant foot that either comes from the endless days of working the foot pedals of spinning wheels or from her ability to shape-shift into a goose. In fact, she's actually the legendary inspiration behind Mother Goose, though she's not all lullabies and fairy tales. She's apparently obsessed with cleanliness and has good manners, so obsessed that she leaves obedient children and young servants silver coins in their pails. Bad kids, however, get disemboweled, have their innards replaced with garbage, straw, and pebbles, and get sewn up to suffer alone in ungodly pain afterwards. Because she loves tidiness, she often carries a broom with her and can also fly. She's basically a witch and can be seen at various Christmas celebrations around Europe, sharing candies or planning her next ritualistic torture. She also employs horned demons to help her punish bad kids. These creatures are known as Stregel.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, she's a doll.
Yeah.
That's a no-no. Well, we don't play with dolls. But can you just picture her like in some Germanic little beautiful village that's all decorated for Christmas, walking around, handing out her candies, and then all of a sudden she grabs a little kid and disembowels it?
No, but speaking of picture her, I forgot to. She is a doll. Very pale, looking down at like some what is that, yarn? She's got a spool of like yarn and she just looks super hella creepy. That's about all I can say about her.
He is plotting our death as we speak.
Yes. I do think it's weird that in all of these there's always an alternate. It's like some say she's the super most beautiful person alive, Others say she's god-awful hag with a hook nose. It's like, well, those are very drastically different. So it kind of makes you think she might not be real. Because they're seeing different things.
What? Are you telling me that the stuff that we're reading right now is not true? I thought everything on the internet was supposed to be true.
I mean, it could be. I'm just saying that the two people that saw her, well, they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
This is true.
Someone was like, ooh, she's hot. And someone was like, hook nose.
I bet you the one who called her a hook nose was a jealous wife.
Yes.
Yeah. Husband thought she
was hot. Husband with that chick with the hook nose.
Okay, number six is the Strigel. These dudes, I don't know what the hell they are. They're like, they've got like ram horns and devil faces and really big fangs. And they're carrying, it looks like a bunch of sticks, but they look like snowblowers too. So I'm not sure what that's about. But it's
I was going to say like crossbows, but like the harder I look, the more odd it looks.
Right?
Like, yeah.
It's weird. Like,
I think they have pterodactyls. I don't know what they have.
So these shaggy horned beasts get their kicks by stealing from naughty children and occasionally tearing them to pieces. It's said that you can avoid their wrath by leaving out some food so that they'll feast on leftovers rather than your offspring. That gives a whole new spin to leaving cookies out for Santa. Where do these people come up with this shit? I mean, you know, because there's always like, they always say there's some truth behind all these myths. I want to know what really the hell happened for somebody to come up with this.
I just think that parenting sucked so bad back then that it was like, rather than trying, we're going to like scare the shit out of all these children until they do what's right. And then what happens is the children eventually like mature and age and grow and they're like, see, it worked. Now they're a normal person.
I'm blaming the Grimm brothers, the Brothers Grimm. They're, it's their fault for making us all weird.
Yeah.
That's my stance.
All right. Number seven. Mary Lude? L-W-Y-D? Anyways, the picture looks like the skull of an animal on their wedding day. It's almost like a veil behind them with like a bridle on. Anyways, also known as the Christmas zombie horse, or more plainly, the gray horse, Welsh revelers dress up as this creepy-ass pantomime by hoisting a horse skull upon a stick and covering its bearers with a white sheet. The wraith-like equine walks the dark streets with a costumed owner to both neighbors for free grub and hooch. Traditionally, the horse knocks on the door and sings a song requesting entry. The homeowners refuse with a countersong, and they go back and forth until the homeowners eventually relent, though it's not entirely clear why. Perhaps it's just the end to end the creepiness and public embarrassment of being panhandled by a dead singing horse. While softcore types will use a paper horse head instead of an actual skull, others adorn their horse heads with ribbons, glass eyes, and mouths that open and close, all the better for scaring children and adults as the wassail and cider flow.
People do this for real.
Weird.
Oh, I don't even know what to say. I mean, it literally is a dead horse skull. That's no joke. It's a real dead horse skull.
Yeah.
And so he's not kidding.
Back and see that it's in Wales, right? He's like, this can only happen in Europe. Because I will tell you what would happen if this was a thing in America. If this was a thing in America, you would have random horse skull person show up to your house and you would sing back and forth. And then they would come in and they would F and murder you and you'd be on the 6 o'clock news because we're crazy. Like, you can't just let some stranger in your house wearing a horse skull. That's a ploy to get in and kill you. In Europe, you might be okay.
Or the dude shows up wearing the horse skull. The owners call PETA. PETA come in and beat the guy down for wearing a horse skull.
That's true. If it's a real horse skull, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, unless you found it from a naturally dead horse and have paperwork to prove it.
Exactly. Otherwise, no red paint for you. They're just gonna beat your ass down. I can't imagine doing this.
I like the next one.
The next one's my favorite. This is my favorite from the movie. I love these guys. I want them in my house. Number 8, Lumpy, Dumpy, and Clumpy. So this is, if you can picture this, there is a very angry little gingerbread man that's on fire coming towards you with this menacing glare. And well, I mean, it's icing, but it looks like, you know, his lips are melting and teeth are jagged, and but he's totally on fire. So I'm sure that's probably one of the good reasons why he's really pissed off to start with. But these little guys, love them. Lumpy, Dumpy, and Clumpy, kind of like the Huey, Dewey, and Louie of the baked goods world, are three psychotic, giggling gingerbread men who lure hungry, unsuspecting kids into getting impaled on hooks and then dragged up the chimney. As a team, they're also mighty handy with a nail gun. This Christmas, Ginger snaps back.
Wow.
I love these three. They're, because this is from the Krampus movie. It's they're absolutely hilarious. I mean, yeah. You know, not getting impaled on a hook would be hilarious, but
kind of cute in a
right
demonic sort of way.
If you haven't seen this movie, go back and watch for the little gingerbread man.
It's been so long. I think it's on Netflix.
You know, I may actually go back and watch it tonight, just when we're done, just to watch Lumpy, Dumpy, and Clumpy. I just love. They're just. I wouldn't even eat them. I would just look at them.
It looks like there's a pizza in his hand, but it's like
the
shape of the of the candy cane. Oh, and it's a sharpened cane. Yeah, he's killing somebody with that. All right. Der Clown. All right, so Der Clown is a super creepy looking in the pictures. Like, it looks like a doll clown thing with a weird long body with like a little metal box at the end. It's very odd.
Okay. Have you seen Poltergeist 2?
I have, but again, it's been decades.
This thing reminds me when Craig T. Nelson's character drank the worm from the tequila, and then the bad reverend dude, he birthed him through his mouth. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's what that fucker looked like without the clown head.
I do remember that scene.
That's the first thing I thought of when I saw this. So just picture.
Yeah, it's like a long worm thing. But yeah, with
a clown.
Yeah, but it doesn't even look like a clown. It looks like a Cyrano de Bergerac. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Cyrano, right? He's got little velvet hat. Yeah. And some long curly hairs. He's like a pretty young man. Anyway, so yeah, back to the Krampus film. You know how Jack in the Boxes always play that creepy tinkling music before they jump and scare you. Yeah, well, imagine if a giant demonic clown with sharp fangs and a worm-like body came out instead. You'd probably poop yourself in fear. At least Der Clown has some manners and a capacity for joy. He wipes his mouth after eating children, again eating the children,
right?
And loves riding on Krampus's sleigh. Krampus's other helpers include a worm-like snow beast, Tick-Tock, the fearsome wind-up robot, Teddy Claw, the razor claw teddy bear, and numerous dark elves. But this is a listicle, not a wiki for Krampus. So if you're really that curious about them, go rent the movie.
Or in 2021 terms, stream it.
Stream it. Or like I said, I'm almost positive it's on Netflix. At least that's where I watched it, if it's still there.
I guarantee it's on some streaming service. I've seen it when I was Googling something. Yeah, this dude, I don't like him. I don't like clowns, and I don't like worms. And he's just creepy to me. But again, yeah, the eating kids. That's like the theme for this whole 12 Creatures of Christmas, because they apparently just like to eat kids.
So all of these are like, I know Krampus has been around for a long time. Do you think all of these characters have as well?
The characters from the movie are like all the ones we're reading about right now?
The movie.
You know, I don't know. I've actually researched
that. I'm wondering about TikTok. Spelled exactly like TikTok.
Maybe that's where TikTok ripped its name off of. I don't know. That's something we can check into.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. But I mean, Lumpy, Dumpy, and Clumpy, I'm sure were just made up for the movie. Because, well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't know. Some German town made that. They're amazing.
Whoever made that movie, if they just invented that part, which they probably did, it was good. It was a good idea.
Yeah, we're round of applause for you on Lumpy, Dumpy, and Clumpy, because they're my favorite part of the movie.
Looking at the name on number 10, I'm glad you got that one.
Yeah, I was sitting here looking at two, and I'm like, okay. I am assuming this is like German. Oh, it is. Yeah, it's German. Yeah. So forgive me. We should have called Christine.
You like, can't mess it how up. Do you pronounce what you have this? To do, anytime you see a German word like that, you just like, have to say it boldly in a fake accent with authority, like, that's a Ruprecht.
Okay, so number 10 is, I'm guessing the K is silent, so it's like, next Ruprecht. Don't they do like the, or no, that's probably like Arabic, know. Isn't it? Never mind. So next Ruprecht. Forgive me, German people, I love you. So this picture, this is another picture I would have hanging in my house, because this is like,
yeah.
I mean, it's not even scary at all. There's like this happy Christmas Carol type family smiling, and there's some old guy with, again, looks like a bunch of sticks and something thrown over his shoulder.
He looks like an old Saint Nick, right?
Kinda, yeah. There's a bunch of shit on the ground though, and there's some kid hiding under the table. I don't know why.
The weirdest thing to me for some reason is the statue of the woman that's just like oddly placed above him. Like, it obviously is just supposed to be background, but it's just like a weird thing to have in the background.
Yeah, it's like a
above his head.
Toga clad lady that looks like she's getting ready to jump off a cliff.
Right?
Yeah. That's, I don't know. Again, I like the painting though. I would totally yank it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay. So sometimes he's depicted as looking like Krampus, while other times he's closer to the man behind the Winkies in Mulholland Drive. Next Ruprecht is Saint Nick's most familiar attendant in German myth. Depending on the story you've heard, he either was originally a farmhand, or this is our favorite, a feral child Santa discovered and raised from childhood. He's a real stickler for prayer. According to legend, he asks if children can pray. If they can, they get apples, nuts, and gingerbread. But if they can't, they get a womp with his sack of ashes. But if you're truly bad, look out. In the Austrian version of the myth, the worst children are beaten with birch branches, then stuffed in a sack and thrown into an icy river. Good Lord.
Wow.
Fun fact, in the German version of The Simpsons, their pet greyhound, Santa's Little Helper, is named after Necht Ruprecht. Man, they don't spare kids much in this at all, but it looks like some kid didn't know how to pray, because that now looks like ashes on the floor in that picture, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I think that little girl just got bonked, or either the kid that's under the table got bonked and got knocked down and just now waking up.
Yeah. I think that little girl's praying properly. She's got her hand. Oh, she is, does have her hands together in prayer.
She does. And she looks like she has a terrified look on her face too. So I'm guessing she's trying to figure this praying thing out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Or my guess is, even if you knew the prayers, that it wouldn't be so easy to do with that dude staring at you with sticks and shit. Like, you better get this right. Right. Like
shaking the birch branches over your head.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so funny how we actually, you know, read stuff and it actually explains the pictures we're looking at.
Yes, yes.
Probably should have done that ahead of time.
All right, okay. Number 11 is actually the two names they said also for Grilla.
Yeah.
But in this picture, it's very, very odd. She's wearing a, like a scarf over her head, and looks like a witch's nose, like a big pointy nose, and holding what's, because we're talking about like bad things for kids in Christmas, I would say a square-ish looking lump of coal, yeah, maybe.
Like, I think so.
Yeah. And she's got a gray shawl, and she's wearing the Bernie Sanders mittens with the fingers cut off.
To all me, right. She looks like a really ugly, deformed Romania gypsy.
Well, you've seen them. I have not.
Well, this is true. But yeah, they don't look ugly, but this is the, like, dress-wise, it's kind of like what they look like.
Yes, yes. Right. However, her name is La Bafana, or Babushka if you're Russian. La Bafana gets around. She comes from Italy, Russia, and Eastern Europe. In Russia, they call her Babushka. But her MO is the same no matter what she's called. She's also known as the Christmas Witch, and like Bestnickel and Necht Ruprecht, she'll give both punishments and prizes. If you're good, you'll get cookies and gifts, but if you're bad, you'll get coal. And if you stay up and catch a glimpse of her, she'll whack you with her broom.
That just sounds like a grumpy old lady, right?
Yeah, and she's almost just like exactly Santa Claus. It's
yeah, kind of.
If you're good, you get some cookies and gifts. If you're bad, you get some coal. It's like, well, that's Santa Claus.
Okay,
and
so
Babushka Lady.
So basically what this is telling us is that there are some non-sociopathic people who came up with a way to scare kids without, you know, involving...
Well, they are going to whack you with a broom, but that kind of like is reality because people got broom handles and paddles, yeah, etc. So.
Yeah, so that's nothing. That's probably just... Well, I think it's worse when the parent makes you...
That's nothing. Back then, and even when we were kids, that was nothing. Now they call it child abuse.
This is true. Oh, gosh. Now, I think what would be even worse is the one where the parent says, go out and pick your own switch. Yeah. That never happened to me, but that's what I've heard.
Well, obviously you pick the, actually, you know what?
No, you pick the bigger one.
I had to grab a switch before. I was going to say you pick the smallest switch, but like the thing is, the smaller a switch is, the more sting if it's not going to break, right? Like you kind of want like a big clumpy one that's just going to snap when it hits.
See, I've heard that some people say that if you pick the smaller one, that lights like the more lashes you get because you were a wimp or something. I don't know.
And it's more fun to whip people, so they just keep doing it. Like it's like a bull whip.
I never got beat, so I don't know. I was a good kid. All right. Number 12, this little guy, this is another pretty little picture.
Yeah.
This little garden gnome dude is...
He's like David the Gnome's brother.
Exactly. He's taken his little flowers and stuff. It looks like he's on sand. I don't know why he's on sand, but okay. He's taking, or maybe snow. Maybe snow. He's taken his little flowers in this cute little wheelbarrow. I don't know where, because the picture doesn't show us anything. Kind of a cloudy day. He looks super sweet. I just want to pinch his cheeks. And his name is the Tomten. But don't let looks deceive you. He might look like a cute little gnome, but you will not want to mess with him. Not only does he possess immense strength, but he does not fuck around. He's easily offended. And if you cross him, if you're lucky, you'll get a hard strike to the ear. Otherwise, he might kill your livestock, beat you half to death, drive you insane, or kill you with his poisonous bite. But if you treat him well, he'll protect your household. This is one guy you want on your side. Wow. Talk about Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah. He's a very angry little mixed-emotioned elf.
I think it's going a little overboard to kill your livestock. They didn't have anything to do with it. That's mean.
Yeah. It also shows you like the time period and area where he was invented, where they're like, because your livestock obviously would be like, that's your income, right? It's
I'll
take everything away from you.
Yeah, so and it's not enough that he beats you half to death, kills you with a poisonous bite, but, you know, he drives you insane. Although, I would like to know how he does that.
I think it's like one of those. He doesn't look like he has a wife.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, because it's like, no wife, no happy life, right? Like, he looks he's lonely. He's just like causes mischief because he's just bad.
Dude, the saying is happy wife, happy life.
Right. So the reverse would be no wife, no happy life.
That's not what that means. Okay. You're so special. I love you. Okay. So. Oh, my God. That is our 12 creepsters of Christmas.
Yep.
And this is actually airing on Christmas. So. I don't know if you're in a weird kind of like Yuletide mood, you should totally listen to this episode.
Yes. Or if you have children who are fighting over like gifts, I don't know if that happened to anyone else, but me and my sister, she's going to listen to this episode and yell at me and fight me, by the way. But she would always be angry and say, I got better gifts. And then we'd have to trade just to make her happy, etc. But if you have those kind of children, you might want to mention that there's all these creatures around that will eat you.
And they are all real.
Yes.
They were not made up.
None of them.
It just, people's imaginations are just incredible.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I've actually put a bigger picture of the Icelandic Yule lads down here at the bottom. Look at this one dude on the left-hand side, middle row. That he looks like a pervert.
Oh, the guy with his tongue out?
Yes.
He does, but doesn't he look like he would be one of the 12 dwarfs or whatever? Oh, there's seven. The seven dwarfs.
The seven dwarfs, now. Yeah. And yeah, he could, yeah. The dude beside him looks like he's freaking surfing.
Yeah, he does. The one guy looks like he's holding an intestine. I think it's links of sausage. Oh, that's the guy that steals meat. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sausage stealer getting it done.
It does kind of look like an intestine, though.
Yeah.
Look at the peeping Tom beside him. He's got binoculars.
But what is with the dude with the menorah? Or the candelabra or whatever?
Candle stealer.
Like, I'm going to annoy you by making it light in this room.
I can't read his first name, but it has candle stealer after it. So I guess he steals candles. I don't know. He disappeared. Where'd you go?
Oh, I was looking at the picture.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know that one of the Icelandic Yulets was Grýla. Look at the bottom second from the right.
Yeah, but she's not a lad.
But she looks like a woman in that picture too, though, right?
Yeah.
Weird. They all intermix.
Well, you know, Eastern Europe, so I can...
They're like, hey, you know how we have Grýla and we have the Yulads? What if Grýla was a Yulad? Ooh, mind blown.
Well, this is a little bit shorter episode, but that's okay because it's Christmas and
the Nog is ready.
Spending time with their loved ones and all that fun stuff, I guess, if you want to. All right, Benny Poo, do you have any final thoughts before we log off?
I have none other than be good so you don't get part of your body in someone's mouth. Unless you like that kind of thing. That did not come out right. Edit that.
No way. I am totally keeping that in. I love that. That's a great way to end this episode. Well, Ben, we got another episode under our belts. Thanks so much for tuning in to Through the Abyss podcast. And until next time, keep it weird.
Spooky stuff.